got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? Welcome to the show. Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas, folks. It's amazing that next week is Christmas. It's Christmas time in the city. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy, the biblical question. Christ said, I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one. What did he mean? I and my Father are one. Amazing statement. It really is mind-blowing. And yet so misunderstood by so many people. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, just me, and doing whatever it is that you're doing, and no matter where you are, it doesn't matter what you're doing and where you are, anywhere in this world, you can be listening to the show, you can podcast, but if you can't sit and watch it, you can still listen as it is happening by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Well, as I said, it's Friday. Again, it is Friday. And every Friday is like a free show. You know what I mean? We just got to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Friday's like get it off your chest day. It's not like Bible Thumper Thursday, but yet you can talk about the Bible. Whatever. And we got super chats we got to catch up with. And we will really fast. Friday is and will always be Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Fat liberation is the stuff I do in my life every day to create fat positivity. Like putting as much butter as I want on my toast. Like,
we can't just let them do this.
Hi, my name is Virgie Tovar, and I'm the author of You Have the Right to Remain Fat.
It still should be illegal.
Really? What is your definition of health?
Yeah, that's really complicated, right?
No kidding.
Imagine having this dog as your seatmate on a plane.
Hey. He's my emotional support animal.
It's a joke. It's all a joke. Oh, forgive me.
It is. It's amazing. What a mess. That's amazing opening put together by by the Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby show. Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing video. They got a fat person telling you being fat is fine. Isn't that amazing? And all my life, I've been told that being fat is unhealthy. Unhealthy. And now they're pushing fat as being okay. Because the fat people can't control themselves when it comes to eating. What a mess. Tell me that this is not hell. This is hell on earth. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So before I go to the calls and the super chats, I want to just kind of bring you up to date on the information we have about that girl that has been accused of shooting up a school or something, Christian school. And, but first, I forgot. The episode that I did with my friend Roseanne Barr last week is up today. It was up last night at 7 p.m. on Rumble. Well, listen, let me do it this way. Catch episode number 79 on the Roseanne Barr podcast with me. Now on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Rumble. It was a fun time. And not only did we have fun, the sweet potato pie, along with a nice cup of coffee. Oh, my God. I was surprised Roseanne could make a sweet potato pie, and she a Jew. I ain't no Jew can make sweet potato. What the? But I asked her something like, Roseanne, how you make a sweet potato pie and you a Jew? She said, I used to hang around with black people. I was like, oh, that'll do it. It was delicious. And so catch that episode 79. It's up now on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Rumble. All right? Episode 79, number 79, thumbnail. 79, thumbnail. So I want to just kind of update you on, we have some more information about the girl that was accused of shooting up the school and then later allegedly killing herself. Amazing. This is from ABC. It says that police records claim a California man was plotting a mass shooting with Madison Wisconsin school shooting suspect Natalie Samantha Rupnow. So a guy there's claiming some guy was involved with this as well, or had planned to, allegedly. Watch this from ABC 7.
I pulled in and they had their full guns out all over the street.
It was a police raid on this condo in Carlsbad, a Tony coastal town north of San Diego. Tuesday, a 20-year-old man named Alexander Paffendorf was stopped and detained here by FBI agents, according to this gun violence emergency protective order. Paffendorf was discovered plotting a mass shooting with the Madison, Wisconsin shooter, Natalie Samantha Rupnow. She is the 15-year-old who attacked this Christian school on Monday and opened fire with a 9mm pistol, dying herself by suicide. According to the California paperwork, during an FBI interview, Paffendorf admitted to the FBI agents that he told Rupnow that he would arm himself with explosives and a gun and target a government building. Government buildings here were not assaulted, according to federal agents, but Rupnow's deadly siege on the Wisconsin school was.
Amazing. Grandpa, tell me about the good old day. It's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. And human beings are evil. And human beings bring on very bad situation upon themselves and upon others if allowed to. No such thing as a good person. All human beings are evil. And only a few will overcome. You can't overcome evil with good. But you got to be good in order to do good. You can't be good and do bad. You can't be bad and do good. You can only serve one God. So it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. Look how human beings treat each other. Human beings love. Just love, L-O-V-E-S, hating one another and themselves. They love it. They thrive off of it. They walk the earth seeing who they can devour. Isn't that amazing? And you may wonder, well, how the hell on earth is in human beings? So if that's true, that's interesting. An ABC chief analyst says a California man could face charges. Watch this from ABC 7.
Is it a crime for somebody to communicate about committing a mass murder if the other person then goes out and does it?
I mean, it can be a crime.
Tonight, former assistant U.S. attorney in Chicago and our chief legal analyst, Gil Sofer, says because of the threats, authorities are now looking for guns that Paffendorf may have, but he could end up being charged in the school attack.
If this person in California directed her to commit the crime or conspired with her to commit this crime, doesn't matter if he reaches that agreement with her or makes those statements to her an inch away from her face, or thousands of miles away by email or text. It's still a crime.
A crime is a crime is a crime is a crime, especially if you're white. Oh, if you're white, you're going to jail. It's a crime. But if you're black or any other way, maybe we may hear about it. And most likely, you won't go to jail. Isn't that amazing? What good for the goose is not good for the gander. So we'll see what happened with this guy and keep you informed. But I guess the guy's white. I have not seen his face yet, so I don't know. But I do know if he is white, he can hang it up. Oh, he going to jail. Amazing. And one other quick one, and we'll move on here. Have you ever wondered, as I have, why America has not learned from South Africa that when you put blacks in charge of the country, especially angry black women and some black female, I mean males, but and especially if they're liberal and Democrat, that things will only get worse. Have you noticed that these black people, especially black women who are in charge of our government, of so-called DAs and mayors and city councils, they're just angry, loud-mouthed black women and doing nothing good for the country? Think about that loud-mouthed black woman that went after Donald Trump in New York. And she used to sit on the edge of the seat, on the first seat in a row, watching Donald Trump coming in and out with a smirk on her face. And she ran a campaign that she was going to go after Donald Trump. And the male DA of New York, whatever he was, attorney general, whatever he was, going after Donald Trump. And then the so-called black congresswomen, they are nothing but loud-mouthed, so-called racist accusers, mess. They only say racism, and because they can't make anything work, and they are only accustomed to getting things to go their way when they cry racism. Have you noticed that they have no common sense of how to make America great or make it continue to work? Keep going what the white man has already built. They just loud mouth, nasty, angry black females. And even with this so-called black female mayor of Los Angeles, a nasty woman. And every time I see her, all she's doing is taking care of the homeless. We're building houses for the homeless. That woman is about nothing. And so I'm trying to figure out why do white Americans keep handing their country over to these people, trying to appease them, trying to prove that they are not racist, and allowing America to go to hell in the same way that Mommy Africa went to hell in a handbasket when the whites turned it over to the blacks. And the whites said, okay, y'all can have it. We're just going to go back out into the farmlands. Leave us alone. We'll leave you alone. And the blacks followed them out there, robbing, stealing, and killing, break-ins, robbing them along the roadside. They're doing the same thing here. What they're doing over there, they're doing it over here. It's repeating itself, and no one seemed to notice it. But JLP, well, you heard of Fannie Willis, a mess. This woman, she black, a real mess. Well, according to this report, D.A. Fannie Willis disqualified from Georgia's Trump case. They should have never allowed her to be on that case to take it. She didn't know what she was doing. Only thing these people know how to do is be loudmouthed and cry racism. And then when they cry racism, they get what they want, and they call that a win. They call it a win. Fox News is reporting. The Georgia Court of Appeal on Thursday disqualified Willis and her team from prosecuting Trump and co-defendants in her election interference case. Why is this from Fox News?
Breaking news, the liberal district attorney Fani Willis, who went after Donald Trump in Georgia, just got kicked off the case. Georgia's Court of Appeals has just disqualified her from prosecuting the 2020 election case against Donald Trump and his co-defendants. They are citing conflict of interest. Well, no kidding. The court began looking into whether Willis should continue the case after that romantic relationship with the ex-prosecutor Nathan Wade came to light. The court said this: while we recognize that an appearance of impropriety generally is not enough to support disqualification, this is the rare case in which disqualification is mandated, and no other remedy will suffice to restore public confidence in the integrity of these proceedings. Yeah, well, she put in there he was making more than anybody else on the staff, and his resume didn't really match up what his job was going to be to go after Trump. There's that.
What a mess. But yet you put him in position. Because you trying to please the blacks. You think that if you give them that, they're going to think you're not racist anymore. You thought the same thing when you voted in for the Messiah, Barack Obama. The racist became more divided than any other time under the Messiah, Father Messiah, Barack Obama. And Fannie Willis is a mess. That lady couldn't fire her way out of a paper bag if she had to. Just insane in the way she operates. And you put her in charge of America. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Now do you believe me when I say my country is not coming back? America is not coming back. But you can have an amazing life right here in America. But you got to work on you, and you got to overcome the world. Human beings are evil and nasty. Your own family members. Evil, nasty, going after revengeful people. No love. If ever we needed love in America, we need it now. There was love in America at one time. When I was growing up, America was amazing. Amazing. And so, last point on this, it would now be up to the prosecutor and attorney counsel of Georgia to appoint a new prosecutor, and Trump has shared his comments on this as well. This is from Fox News.
The court did not outright, though, dismiss this case. It will now be up to the prosecuting attorney's counsel of Georgia to find another prosecutor to take over the case and decide whether to pursue it. That process could be delayed if Fani Willis decides to appeal to the state Supreme Court and tries to get back on the case. President-elect Trump told Fox moments ago, quote, "whole case has been a disgrace to justice, and that should not be allowed to go any further."
Right on. Right on. The great white hope. Why are you putting affirmative action, DEI people, in charge of your country? The greatest country on this side of heaven at one point. Why? It's like having children. You've been married before, and then you have children, and you and your husband or you and your wife divorce or separate, and then you bring in another woman, and or the woman bring in another man to try to make the man be the daddy of the children, or the other woman be the mama of the children, stepmom, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It ain't gonna work. It's not meant to work. It can't work. Putting blacks in charge of America, it's not gonna work. Maybe if they really drop their anger and they are quote-unquote conservative, you have a small chance, somewhat of a chance of it's working. Other than that, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. It's like getting married for 8 times. You're getting married to the widow next door, and she's been married 7 times before. It ain't going to work. Marriages don't work because they don't love one another. You're not getting married based on love. You're not getting married under the umbrella of God. It's not going to work. You don't even know what that means. I'm wondering, is it too late to take back America from the blacks? Especially these angry black liberals, male and females. I'm wondering, is Elon Musk building an airplane that can take us to another planet, those who want to get away from here? Because America will become a ghetto, total ghetto, if this continues. It's already like right at the door, knocking on the ghetto door. Knocking on the ghetto door. Because you have all the wrong people running my country. And you keep voting them in and voting them in. Can you believe that some people, a handful of people, voted for Kamala Harris? And Kamala Harris didn't know anything about running a country. And there were some people, a few, who considered voting for her. Figure that out. Think about that. Talk about being lost. And not found, they are not found. 888-7753-773. Talk about a spiritual battle. If ever there's been a spiritual battle, it is happening now like never before in this great country. Or it used to be great country. Brian is out of New Orleans. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes. What's up, Jesse Peterson? How you doing?
All is well, Brian. Brian, you have a radio or something on in the background. Can you turn it off?
I will. I'll mute it. Yes. I have a really good question for you.
Okay.
All right. And I want to ask my full question. Do not cut me off.
Don't tell me what to do. If you can,
Let me ask my question first before you speculate.
But don't tell me what not to do.
Okay, but just don't cut me off, though.
I just told you not to tell me that, man.
All right. Let me ask my question then, to the fullest.
Okay.
All right. I sit up here and watch you downplay black people, such as yourself, about we complain about this and that. We have crime and stuff, which is true. They got crime amongst black on blacks, white on black, black on white, and et cetera. But we had a news report on CEO work, and I know you heard about this. It was the healthcare worker, which is white, your people. And it was committed by another white person, which is your people. But you saying that black people always fucking up something. But
hey, don't curse
on me.
Hey, don't be cursing.
Okay. My bad. Okay. But you got stuff like that white people is committing. Stuff like that. They're killing CEO workers. You got white people going into schools, killing up a whole group of children. Innocent children that's trying to learn and stuff like that. You got people committing, people can't even go out no more because you got so-called
Brian,
people
hold
that
on.
Shooting up crowds.
Hold on, Brian.
Hold on.
Let me take a break. Don't hang up. Hold on, all right? Hold on, Brian. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. All right, welcome back. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The HakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FatherState.tv. A very interesting talk with Jason D. Hill, my guest. And Jason is a professor of psychology at DePaul University in Chicago. Philosophy, I mean, not psychology. Philosophy. Out of DePaul there in the University of Chicago. And the author of the upcoming book, Letters to God from a Former Atheist. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Your book is called Letter to God from a Former Atheist.
When I became an atheist, a lot of that was forged in the crucibles of anger. There was a hollowness and there was an emptiness in my soul.
Do you believe in the perfect order of God?
The moral universe, I think, is as fine-tuned and exquisite as is the physical world.
Amazing.
Jesse, we just can't blame it on women. There are a lot of beta males out there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of beta male. You're right. Beta! That's today at 12 noon, thefatherstate.tv. You don't want to miss it. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. Are you flying today?
Still no flights on Fridays.
We missed the flights.
We're missing the flights.
Some people can't even return home because you dropped them off in New York.
All the planes are grounded.
Right. There's no return
Sorry,
flight.
Sorry, folks. FAA, I'm back in training, basically. Too many I don't want to call it DEI, but too many DEI complaints. So I'm back in training, and there's a lot of maintenance going on.
Oh, man. This is a DEI thing.
Anchor Baby Airlines. We have a legal team. Don't slander us.
But anyway, at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby. And then Sunday morning fellowship for all. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can watch it if you're not in town or you don't live around town here. By going to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black and their mama if you're white. So check it out. All right. Last night, we had our final Thursday night meeting for ladies, monthly meetings, every Thursday night. And I'm not making this up, huh? Everybody and they mama showed up. And if you're black, white, everybody their mama showed up to the meeting last night. There was a woman there, a young lady there from Texas, I believe, who flew in for the meeting. And everybody and their mama showed up. We ended up going really late. We went over last night because the final one, there was so much to cover. And the cover session was really, I'm not exaggerating. It was amazing. And so I got home really late. And by the time I went to bed, I really closed my eyes only for a moment. And the moment was gone. I'm like, what the? It was amazing, and it was all worth it. So as I said to the ladies last night, because these ladies are working on themselves, they have admitted their hearts need to change and that they're out of control. And as a result, they're starting to overcome. The discussion last night could not have been planned. So ladies, stay with it. The ladies who are at the meeting and those who I counsel with, listen to the show, you stay with it. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first what is right. Along with nobody else or nothing else. Put nothing or no one before that. And you can't go wrong. But if you put anyone or anything before seeking what's right, it will become your God and rule over you. And you'll catch pure hell. That's why you catch it hell. You put everything else before your color. You put everything before what is right. So stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And it's been an amazing year dealing with communicating, fellowshipping with the women over the last year. This year has been amazing. I'm so fortunate to hold those meetings and be a part of them. Sunday meetings, first Thursday night, the men's meeting, ladies forums, counseling. The devil is in the details. The devil is somehow. He brings nothing but misery upon this earth through human beings. And every human being, not one, but every around the world, human being that has anger is of their father, the devil. They have no love. And they are desperate. And there's nothing worse than an angry, desperate human being. So stay with it, ladies. It was amazing this year. We'll see what the Lord brings for next year. It was amazing. It was so amazing that when the meeting was over, even though it ended late, the ladies still didn't want to leave. They want to sit around and talk and fellowship some more. I'm like, you know what? Y'all got to leave here. I don't know where you're going. But you're going away from here. You got to leave. Hey, go home. It was amazing. Anyway, is his name Brian or Ryan? How come it said Brian before? You thought like lit. I'm talking to my producer. All right. Hey, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to get your thoughts on what I said previously before the break. Now, what's your thoughts on that?
It's all about white people committing crimes?
Yeah. Why is it it's always blamed on our people? I mean, include you in it. And it's not blamed on whites that's committing all the brutal crimes.
Well, you might not be aware, but blacks commit more violent crime than whites.
They commit the most damage. They're going to the schools.
What do you mean?
They kill a bunch of people at one time.
Well, not a bunch of people, but they kill some
people.
And you want
to
know
why they going to elementary schools then?
I'm sorry?
Why they going to elementary schools, schooling up young kids?
What school did that happen at?
You didn't hear about that?
What did that happen?
Oh, man, how you going to have a radio show and don't be brushed up on everything that was going on?
Because,
you not paying attention?
Because
you just focus on us blacks. What is it with you?
Right. I wanted to tell you that blacks are known for committing the most violent crimes.
Let me finish. Okay. All right.
But when white commit crime, it's as wrong as it is when black commit it. So it is wrong.
Okay. And I'm going to bring up...
What do you think about that?
I mean, like I said, it was said on the show, people are people. Of all races and all colors are going to commit everything.
But you agree with me that blacks are known to commit more violent crimes?
Hold on, wait. I'm not going to agree with you on one of that. I'm going to say all people. Everybody say all people. It doesn't matter what race you are. All people.
But do you agree that blacks are known to commit the most violent crime?
I'm saying all people.
But do you agree that blacks lead the way in violent crime?
No.
You don't agree with that?
Even the police officers commit crimes on black people that you don't give them a crime about. Like if you step foot on a man's neck and say he can't breathe. Police are supposed to help people, not kill people.
What are you talking
about? But you praise that.
Right.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Don't play stupid. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Ryan?
Yes, I'm here.
What's wrong with the blacks?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. What's wrong with all people?
No, I didn't ask about all people.
I'm asking, Ryan,
don't you want to help your people?
Hold on, wait. Ain't nothing wrong with us.
Don't you want to help your people?
How can I help when they're messing up? How can I help somebody that's going out committing crimes? I can't help that.
You can't help.
Help themselves the way I help myself.
You can't help yourself. You can't help the blacks.
No, because I'm out of my business. My mission is to fulfill what I need to do. Go and make my money and pay my bills.
And you don't know.
It's about living my life.
You don't know.
And how can I contribute?
Right. You don't know what to say to help the blacks to get themselves together?
What can you say about helping the blacks?
To drop their anger? They got to forgive their mothers?
I'm not mad. What I'm mad at is you giving all praises to one group of people and not us.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? You know what I mean. Don't play stupid.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
What do you mean, man?
You know what I mean.
What?
You know what I mean.
So you love
you
the
black do Oreo you, cookie and let it be dipped in white milk?
Did you call me an Oreo cookie just now?
Yes, I did.
Why you call me a name? We having a conversation.
Because
why you got a
you're
chat?
You're calling us a name.
What
you're
do
calling
I,
us a name.
Like what?
You're calling us a name, but you ain't a part of it.
I never call you a name.
You ask me a question, what can
right.
I do to help our black people?
Right.
What can I do?
Right.
What can I do to help black people?
Hey, Ryan.
I'm trying to help myself.
Ryan.
I'm living. I'm going through life the way I need to go. I keep a job.
Ryan.
I work.
Ryan, can you hear me? Yes. Can you hear me, Ryan?
I can hear you.
You can hear me. Do you love white people?
Do you love black people?
Ryan, do you love white people?
Do you love black people?
Ryan, you don't answer a question with a question.
I'm asking you.
I asked you first.
I love all people.
I asked you first.
I love all people.
I asked first, Ryan.
White, Chinese, whatever.
Ryan.
I love all people.
Ryan. Ryan?
I love all people.
Earl. Earl.
He's from Alabama.
Earl. Earl. Earl.
I love all people.
Do you love white people?
Look, I'm not gonna narrow it down to what you want me to say. I'm saying what I'm saying.
Who
I love
that?
All people.
Do you love white people?
It takes a nation to... It takes a village to raise a nation, and I'm
no, it doesn't.
Nation.
That's a lie.
It does. It does.
That's a lie. Who is that in the background? Who is that in the background? Is that Earl in the background?
Don't worry about what's in the background.
Is that Earl?
What's in your background?
Who you? I hear voices behind you.
What's in your background?
Right. I hear voices. Who is that?
I don't care what you hear. Hold on. Hold on. I don't care what you hear. What's in your background?
Ryan, Merry Christmas.
And the hell with you, too.
I said Merry Christmas, not hell with you. Ryan. Earl.
Hey, what?
What did you say? He hung up. Lily said a bad word and hung up. He sounded kind of old and bitter. You're not supposed to be bitter at all, but especially when you're old. You don't want to drop your body and be bitter. You'll be stuck. Let me go to Charlotte, our first-time caller, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Amazing. Charlotte, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse Lee, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I sure do appreciate you.
Thank you.
I have a question, Jesse.
Yeah.
I am a God-fearing 61-year-old white woman that lives out in the country.
She what?
I am married to an amazing alpha male.
Amazing.
Amazing alpha male. We have a 29-year-old liberal daughter that lives in Chicago, and she has a 32-year-old beta boyfriend, and they're going to be visiting pretty soon. We haven't seen them in almost 3 years. I need some advice on how to handle him, the beta, when he gets here.
And when you say how to handle him, what do you mean by handle him?
Please pray with me so I can bite my tongue, because I do not have a filter right now, and I'm afraid that I will damage my relationship with our daughter because of the beta that's going to be at our farm.
But you're a God-fearing woman. How are you going to damage? If you're a God-fearing woman.
I am a God-fearing woman.
But what?
There has been, the beta has made some verbal remarks to me in the past. He was a 100% Black Lives Matter activist. He is a white beta, and told me that I was a old white woman living in the country, that because I listened to Jesse Lee Peterson and I listened to the Hodge twins, that I was a old white woman living out in the middle of nowhere that thought she had found Pandora's box.
And so so why are you so upset at him?
Disrespectful.
Oh, but you don't need anyone to respect you. You just need to have love and treat others the way you would like to be treated. You don't need anyone to respect you.
Well,
And do you blame him for your daughter messing around with him?
Do I blame him?
Right.
I never thought about it. I don't think I blame him, but I think I'm disappointed in her choice in a beta male.
But she made the choice, though, so you can't be mad at him for her action because he's not making her be with him. She wants to be with him. And so he's not responsible for that. Each individual is responsible for their own action. He is responsible for his action, and your daughter is responsible for her action, and apparently she wants to be with him.
I think I just needed to hear that from you.
And so you're wrong. You're wrong for judging him by being mad at him. And you can't be mad at your daughter for being with him because she's a grown woman now. And she have decided for whatever reason to be with this guy and live the life she's living. You owe it to her not to judge her and let her live in the hell that she want to live in. And if you don't want her to visit, you have a right not to let them come visit you or anything like that. But you're wrong for judging them.
Okay, I needed to hear that, Jesse Lee. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super.
Some leftover from yesterday. We only got halfway through.
Yeah.
Very Mavericks three coffees. He's Shaw.
Right on.
Biracial guy.
How you know you're biracial?
He says he's biracial.
Oh.
We covered half of his super chat yesterday.
And he was biracial
and
then?
And you're like, hold that. Yeah, he was biracial then.
And he's biracial now.
He's semi-racial now. As a biracial man with a white father and a black mother.
Okay.
Does that make me white since I'm my father's son?
Yes. Well, no.
How can I embrace being my father's son, he asks.
By not resenting him.
Without feeling pulled into what I see as my mother's influence or the identity society tries to impose on me.
Oh, okay.
Because he's part
black. You got to forgive your mother for doing this, and then forgive your father, and stop identifying with color or anything. Get rid of all of your identities, because it's keeping you away from peace. So don't identify as black or white or biracial or anything, and just be free. It will be amazing. It really will. So drop the anger, forgive your parents, and you'll be free. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we'll have to read the rest of them.
Okay. When I come back, hey, I want to finish those, and then we'll go back to the callers.
Sounds good.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. We're going to move as many calls as possible. Hate is coming in with hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of our 1 of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, December 20th, 2024 AD, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There is, oh no, the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the super chats from yesterday and today. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, has finalized new standards that foods must meet before they can be labeled healthy. Don't trust the government. Some foods could that could previously carry the healthy label, such as white bread and heavily sweetened cereal and yogurt, sweetened yogurt, I guess, will no longer qualify as healthy. Wow. You never should have trusted the government in the first place. Government shutdown. Congress is barreling toward a government shutdown. The horror. Not. After the GOP-led House failed, righteously failed, to pass a funding plan backed by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. Unfortunately, they didn't support Trump on Thursday, leaving Hill Republicans scrambling to find a path forward. Government funding expires at the end of the day today, and a deal seems far from reach. Many Republicans were stunned when Elon Musk, with Trump's go-ahead, helped tank House Speaker Mike Johnson's short-term government funding deal Wednesday by unleashing a barrage of social media posts based, calling the deal criminal. Trump also called for the debt ceiling to be lifted or eliminated entirely before he takes office. Nice. Nearly all Democrats voted against the new bill, and several Republicans were displeased with the contents of it, including the president-elect's demand to raise the debt limit. Interesting, huh? Interesting. And the CEO murder suspect, Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing, unrighteous killing, allegedly, of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, say his name. He made his first appearance in federal court Thursday, faces 4 federal counts in connection with Thompson's death. The feds are trying to get involved. According to the criminal complaint, Mangione formally waived extradition and was flown from PA to New York. Pennsylvania to New York. He arrived in Lower Manhattan surrounded by dozens of heavily armed law enforcement officers and the city's mayor. The federal complaint also said a notebook in Mangione's possession, Luigi's possession, contained several handwritten pages that expresses hostility or that express hostility toward the health insurance industry and wealthy executives in particular. So he was a lame-o commie. He could face the death penalty if found guilty of the federal murder charge against him, so say prosecutors. What a mess, huh? Also a mess, deportations. Did you know that they're saying crooked Joe Biden carried out the highest level of deportations since 2014, according to newly released annual report? U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, deported 271,484, about a quarter million so-called immigrants last year. But they let in how many in that year? I'm not sure. And around 32% of those were people with criminal histories, the report reveals. Can't have too many criminals making the Democrats look bad when they're letting in these illegals, can you? But they still get them. They still let them in. They say that the worst president in the history of America, Barack Hussein Obama, deported around 400,000 in 1 year. But a large number of those, CNN is admitting, were recent border crosses. So that doesn't barely even count. President-elect Donald J. Trump, who vowed to make mass deportations a cornerstone of his incoming administration, faces a steeper challenge in targeting those already in the country with limited resources and limited personnel on the side of the federal government. What a mess. And an Amazon strike. Thousands of Amazon drivers went on strike Thursday in 4 states over concerns about their wages and benefits. Many of the Teamsters Union are also striking. What a mess. I guess they represent 7,000 Amazon workers. It's a shame. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you. to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Isn't that amazing? The second hour of the show today. Good morning and Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. It is so good, it makes you want to slap your mama. Not violently, but with love and joy. My biblical question. Christ said, I am my Father of one. I am my Father of one. What does that mean? I am my Father of one. What does that mean? Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Fat liberation is the stuff I do in my life every day to create fat positivity. Oh, like, God. Putting as much butter as I want on my toast. Like,
we can't just let them do this.
Hi, my name is Virgie Tovar, and I'm the author of You Have the Right to Remain Fat.
It still should be illegal.
Really? What is your definition of health?
Yeah, that's really complicated, right?
No kidding.
Imagine having this dog as your seatmate on a plane.
He's my emotional support animal.
It's a joke. It's all a joke.
Grandpa, tell me about the kiddo days. The world gone crazy. I want to go to Mark out of the United Kingdom. Mark, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Jesse. Last time I spoke to you, I spoke about isolation and my extreme form of isolation where I stay in my flat, in my apartment. Weeks at a time.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember? Good.
A black man only remembers when you don't ask if you remember.
Okay. I took on board what you said, and it made complete sense. And so I've changed my ways. I've made a point of leaving the apartment at least once a day, sometimes three times a day, and just doing things, going for a walk or whatever, getting something to eat. And, you know, you're right, I shouldn't be so isolated. And but my question now is, what do you think about solitude? I know, I agree that isolation is bad, the kind of isolation I was doing, but what about solitude? I am the sort of person that likes to be alone most of the time.
There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're not running and hiding, and it's okay to be isolated within. You go within and work on yourself from within. And but if you like being alone and you just want to, you go out once in a while, there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're not living in fear.
It's not fear. You see, what it is, I've learned over the years, I'm 54 now, over the years, is that people I've met, all of them, nearly all of them, are very judgmental and like to criticize. And I just don't like judgmental people. That's why I like you, because you don't judge. And that's what's good about you. You don't judge.
And what you should learn to do, though, if human beings are evil, they can't help it. They are pure evil. And what I will encourage you to work on is overcoming judgment. It's enough to see that human beings are evil and they're of the father, the devil. They can't help it. But don't judge them. And then when you do have to deal with them, you will be able to deal with them in a perfect way, because you will have understanding. You will understand them, and because you understand them, you will be protected from them. Because we are social beings, right? So we got to socialize with one another in one form or another, with work or going to the market and buying groceries, food, or whatever. But just learn, become aware enough not to judge them. It's enough to see them, but don't judge them. And I promise you, you'll be fine. And if you want to stay home, you'll be home. If you want to be by yourself, that'll be fine. If you want to hang out sometimes, that'll be fine. Because you would have overcome the world. Christ came not to condemn the world, but to overcome it.
Yes.
Are you able to live without judgment?
No, not completely.
And why not? I have to admit. Why not?
I try not to judge. But if I'm being honest, I do judge, yes. I try not to. I try to do it as little as possible.
Do you know how not to judge? You could drop judgment right now. Do you know how to do that?
No.
Drop all thoughts.
Yes.
Drop all thoughts, thinking, seeing, speaking, reaction, and emotions. You drop all thoughts, you will never judge again. No matter how people treat you, you will not judge them. Because they would not be able to touch you, you would be in the world but not of it. But you got to drop all thoughts.
Yes, I try to do what you say, stay in the present, but that and stop all thoughts. But that only lasts a few seconds at a time.
I understand that. I asked Hate the other day to stay present for 3 minutes. I'm like, hey.
Yes, I saw that.
Stay present 3 minutes. I don't know if he did 3 minutes or not. But don't worry about that, because you've been so accustomed to living in an unconscious state and you have identified with that state of being. Now you got to practice being present, being aware, and eventually the unconscious state will disappear and you would just naturally live in a conscious state. It'll be fine. So every time you forget, just come back to it. Oh, I forgot to be present. But don't make a big deal of it. Don't judge yourself. Just come back to it, and eventually it will happen naturally. Even if you have to come back to present 1,000 times a day, just come back to it. You got to work on this. You got to work on you.
Yes. Yes. The problem is that the devil is very strong, and I'm very weak.
Well, you are weak, but the devil is not strong. The devil pretend to be strong. He has no power. He has no authority. All authorities have been given unto you. The devil has been defeated. It's just that you think that the devil is strong, and he's not. So stop thinking that way, too. He has no power. He has no authority. He has no strength. He is just pure evil, and that's it.
Okay.
And Christ defeated the devil. He even took the sting of death away from the devil. So the devil doesn't even have control over us when we die if we drop our anger before we die.
This is something I'm battling with, my anger. Yes, that's the problem.
And why haven't you dropped your anger?
I can't. I'm trying, but I can't.
And you're trying by doing what?
Well, I'm trying by doing what you say, you know, staying in the present.
That's all you need to do. Stay present. And when that anger feeling thoughts, when those thoughts come of anger, don't call them you. All you need to do is see them. Just see it, but don't put identity with it. I promise you, man, it will be taken away from you. It's just angry spirits. It's just spirits in the mind. It's in the mind, but not in you.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Amazing, huh?
Yes. There's another reason why I stay indoors most of the time, because I am disabled. I struggle to walk, actually.
Oh, okay.
So I do stay indoors, but I've been trying to go out as much as possible, like you say. Yes.
Well, whenever you can, and when you can't, don't resent that either. It is what it is. You learn to accept reality right now in the moment, and you'll be fine. It'll all work out.
Okay, thank you.
Let me know how it goes. I wish you well, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Amazing. It's time to live. I want you to see this quick soundbite from Roseanne Barr's show, and it's up now. You can watch it on her network, but. Watch this soundbite from Roseanne Barr. It was so good.
Oh, you're lying.
No, I'm serious. Made you want to slap your mama. I was surprised that you can make sweet potato pie because you're not black.
Yeah, I know.
And you're not white. You're Jewish.
Yeah.
How does Jewish people know how to make sweet potato pie?
Well, I told you my sister was married to a black person for 15 years.
I'm sorry to hear that. I think you're going to enjoy this one. It was fun. So check it out, all right? It was fun. Let me go to, is it Christy? A first-time caller out of Virginia. Christy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hey. Just want to say I'm a huge fan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, today I wanted to see what you think about this. My school board here out in Frederick County, Virginia, has been very critical with them. They hired a transgender woman to teach second grade students. This is a man that looks like a man, but dresses as a woman, wears blouses, dangly earrings. His name is Jeremiah, but he has the students call him Maya. There has been pride flags in school buses, in the classrooms. There was a principal that just got demoted because he was providing an LGBTQ flex class to students. And I have been going to these board meetings to, you know, petition for, you know, redress of my grievances there. And on December 10th, I said to the board, "Hey, retards." And I was gaveled. I was threatened with arrest and trespass and then removed from the sheriff's office. And they said that I had violated their policy. Another individual, a friend of mine, was denied the right to even get up and speak at the board meeting. They said that he doesn't reside in the county, which is just crazy to me. He does have a lease here, and he was denied the ability to speak. Also, removed by law enforcement. And what they're essentially doing is censoring all of the conservative viewpoints. And most of the people that got to speak were pro-LGBTQ. They were pro indoctrination and grooming of children. And I plan to go to the next board meeting, and the likelihood of me being arrested for saying mean words is, you know, something that I'm up against. And I'm just curious at what you think.
Are you a school teacher? Are you a teacher, you say, at the school?
No, I'm a stay-at-home mom. But my son, he is a seventh grader. He's 13 years old, and I don't want him to be subjected to, I don't know how to say, the rainbow mafia. And
right.
My viewpoint, my speech is now on the chopping block. They are trying to find out ways to prevent my speech from being there. And like I said, I have been critical, but, you know, mean words are protected. And my school board, who is apparently, allegedly, mostly conservative, are targeting me.
What did your husband say about all this?
Well, my husband is a huge supporter of me. He's not a big public speaker, but he is with me 100% of the way. He's not happy that I was almost arrested, but, you know, he'll be there to bail me out if that's what happens at the next meeting.
And your question for me is what now?
Well, I guess, you know, how do you feel about, I guess, elected officials that are in positions of power and they are actively engaging in viewpoint discrimination of the conservative viewpoints of the citizens?
What I recommend for you is that you take your son out of that school, homeschool him, or find a good private school to put him in. And let the children of the lie have the public school system. The public school system is no good. They don't educate the children anyway. So I wouldn't be fighting to stop them from doing that. I would just take care of my son by taking him out of the school. Why don't you homeschool him?
I could. I guess part of me is I want to fight for public schools just because I think that
Stop taking up the causes. There are too many false causes out there, and it's all ego. You can't fight to change the public school. You can only fight to protect yourself and your son for now until he become of age. And so your responsibility is not to change the public school. You're never going to do it. Your responsibility is to watch out for your son.
Absolutely. I agree. There is a really great Christian school out here called Eukarya that I am considering enrolling my son.
Well, yeah, just let the devil have the public school as it already does, and just take your son out of it. They're not making you take your son there, and you're doing that by choice, so just take him out. Don't leave him in that school. Don't fight to try to change the school. These people that are taking up all these causes, they're on an ego trip. It's not worth for you to go to jail, and your husband got to bail you out, and you're wasting your money, and then nothing changes.
Right. I agree.
So just drop that and take your son out. Don't argue with him. Okay, I'll see y'all later. Bye. The public school is no good, period. You shouldn't even take your child to that school.
I think that's great advice. And I know that there's a lot of parents these days, especially here in Frederick County, that are pulling their kids out of public schools because of what it's turned into and the manipulation and the grooming that occurs.
Right.
These kids are their targeted audience because these people can't reproduce. So the only thing that they can do is brainwash our children to enlist them.
But they can't brainwash them if you don't send them over to them to be brainwashed.
That is very true. I'm very grateful that my son is as smart as he is, and he does report back a lot of things that he sees in there. He's a great kid.
Right on.
They haven't gotten to him, so I think...
Well, take him out of there so he doesn't have to deal with that. He shouldn't even have to deal with that at his age, you know, this time in life.
I agree, yes. Well, thank you. I think that you have a wonderful viewpoint, and I appreciate you, and I love your show, and keep it up.
I will. Thank you. Amazing. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Right now. Amazing. Here's one other clip from Roseanne Barr Show. Amazing. Can I bring the anchor baby so you can say hi to the anchor baby?
What's the anchor?
Of course.
It's the anchor baby.
I know. What the? What the?
That's the anchor baby.
Hi, anchor baby.
A pleasure, Roseanne.
It's always nice to see you.
Yes.
I've seen you several times. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with your new thing that
you're
doing.
Thank you so much. I heard him say, forgive your mother years ago. My life has never been the same.
Isn't that great? Well, let's keep getting that message out there.
You got to drop that anger. And so
I wish my daughters would forgive me. They never will. Yeah, the boys have forgave me, but the girls never will, I don't think.
Well, all you do is apologize. You know what, daughters? I was wrong.
I've done that.
But now you just let them suffer.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Amazing. So check it out. And we have one more, but we'll get to that a little bit later. We were discussing God and woman. That was interesting. Amazing. Let me go back to the super chat. Super chats.
C-Bill bought 3 coffees. Gabe from Texas is just like mama. Oh, yeah. Prove it.
Amazing.
Why you deny the vax? Anyway, yes, shout out. Yes, Gunner 94 bought a coffee. Jesse, he black. Merry Christmas. Thanks for all you do.
Right on. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we were on when Anchor Baby were on the show, we did explain his show, what time it was on. It was on Pudgy and YouTube. So make sure y'all check that out. It was a fun show. Thank you, by the way.
Nice. Thank you, C-Bill and Yes Gunner. Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, biblical question?
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What did he mean by that? What does that mean?
It means that Jesus did not live in his thoughts and imagination. He was one with the Father, which is what I want and working on daily.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino.
I don't hear any more about him anymore. Ever since he got on his knees over there by the ocean and begged that woman to marry him, I ain't heard from him.
She keeps him inside.
Evidently.
He's busy with his stepchildren.
What? No.
I made that up.
He doesn't have stepchildren?
No, I made that he's busy with them.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
But this woman already had children?
I think she already has children.
What a beta.
Don't know how old they are.
Beta!
But this Tim Scott, not to be confused with that Black Rhino,
right.
Says Christmas donation on Cash App.
Right on. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on DLive, Games for Rec, Thule Bear, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Wolf336, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, as always. And Derek.
Thank you.
Derek,
I appreciate that.
Derek on Cash App says, love the show. Very generous donation. I truly appreciate the fellowship.
Right on. Thank you. And thank you for helping us to help others. We're going to give you guys and ladies an update on the fundraising thing we're doing as well.
Luke, 3 coffees, biblical question and answer.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
Jesus has no separation from his Father. He has the mind of God, and they are one.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
He also bought a coffee. Luke did. Road to heaven comes straight through hell. Shirt idea. That's something that you said at the end of the show yesterday.
Right. If you want to get to heaven, you got to go through hell. You got to go through hell. It's like if you want to get to Alabama, you got to go through Texas. So you got to go through hell if you want to reach heaven. You can't go around it. Christ went through hell before he was able to return to heaven. Isn't that amazing? You got to do the same thing. You must die in order to live. Amazing. Thank you.
Ryan bought a coffee towards the grant.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
R.H. Hernandez IV bought 5 coffees. Merry Christmas, Jesse and the gang. Don't forget to leave out Santa's cookies.
That's right. Merry Christmas. Amazing. Thank you.
Sebastian C. Beast gave a Cash App saying thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet says, when that fat acceptance gal fell, when she fell, I tried not to laugh, but the ground was cracking up.
What a mess. Thank you.
Bronconus A. bought a couple of diamonds, saying Jesus Christ will judge all except his people. Smiley face emoji.
Amazing.
And he bought a ninja sled, kind of like a Ninjagini, only it's Christmas time, so it's a ninja sled. Have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your family. 2025 is going to be a whopper of prosperity. Praise Jesus.
Amazing. I can't wait to see what happens. And thank you for your support. Merry Christmas.
Nice to hear from you, Bronconus.
Yeah, Bronconus.
A classic D-Live-er.
Right.
Charles bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, did you hear about this well-known flat earth podcaster who went down to Antarctica? And when he got there, he figured out that the earth is not flat. Get your producer to look into this.
I rest my case. My producer was just saying this morning the earth is flat. And he black. It's interesting. My producer believes the earth is flat. And my PR guy believes the earth is flat. And then Sean, the producer before this, believes the earth is flat. Where are all these flat earthers coming from?
And they're all three of those guys are engineers.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Oh, they are. They're very smart guys.
Yep. But it's a good thing I'm not a respecter of intelligence.
That's right.
So I don't fall for there.
That's why I hate.
Anyway. Zach bought a coffee.
Oh, God.
What was your life like before you were a pastor, like your 20s and 30s?
Amazing. I was having so much fun. I didn't know what to do with myself. It was fun. A lot of challenges, a lot of issues, but it was fun. So thank you.
5 coffees from Ralph. Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew. Heart.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.
Keith, 3 coffees. Biblical question answer.
Christ said, my Father and I are one. What does that mean?
Christ was of the same mind as God. He is in the same state of consciousness as God.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And Tony bought a coffee saying, I'll keep this pithy.
Thank you, Tony.
Carola. Pardon me. 3 coffees. The women's forum was amazing. I went to my first one last night, and it was a doozy. Wonderful fellowship with a bunch of ladies working on themselves, even though I'm definitely a mess. Ready to take the next steps, forgiving myself and my parents. Stop living in my own hell. Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate that. And you're right. Last night, Women's Fellowship was mind-blowing. It was 2 hoops and a holler. It was amazing. Quick break. Back in a moment. Thank you, guys. And all of you.
We'll read the rest later.
Yeah. I'm back. Hey, y'all. Good morning. I forgot. I want to remind you about Gold Co. And but first, I want to tell you that Mindy.com awarded them Best Goal Educational Resource back in 2024. The best. Isn't that amazing? The best. Better than all the rest. And so it's time for you to educate yourself about gold. Though, even though the great white hope is taking over and there's this feeling that things are going to be amazing, some people are still concerned, and I don't blame them. So still take advantage of buying gold. Buy gold. You can't go wrong. And you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. So make sure you take advantage of it, period. And GoldCoin, I have set up a special deal for my listeners. Thank you, GoldCo. They set up a special deal. They're like, all right, Jesse, we will work with you on this. The qualified accounts will receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. A 10% instant match in bonus silver. So run, run, run. Rush, rush, rush. Hurry, hurry, hurry. And check them out. Go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Tell them Jesse sent you. Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. I want to go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
All is well, Jaden.
I had a question about the church, but I just want to make a quick comment on what that other girl was saying earlier. About public school.
Oh, okay.
I believe that actually there's a good reason to send your kids to public school.
Why?
You know, I have public school.
Why?
And the reason is you need to teach them to grow a thick skin, and all the bullying that happens in public school is going to teach them to become a tougher person.
No, you need to protect their spirit over that. And if you protect their spirit, they grow up without being traumatized. Physically, they would automatically know how to defend themselves.
But if they've never been bullied, what's going to happen when they go in the real world and people start being mean to them?
They will have perfect love, and they would not be affected by that.
Yeah, I don't believe that at all.
Okay.
All right, so my question was, I do agree with basically most of what you say, but my question is, out of the thousands of years the church has been around, why is it that nobody is teaching this? They're all teaching, like, to eat bread every Sunday and to read the Bible for an hour.
Well, over the years, as a matter of fact, I'm reading a book right now, but over the years, there have been this, the teacher of the kingdom of heaven within, and to look within and overcome the imagination. It's just that it's been a few. And so the word tend not to get around in the way that you do with all these other preachers. And the reason they're teaching from the Bible instead of from their heart is that they're lost. They are, and they cannot see what they are doing. They are only dressing up on the outside and doing nothing about the inside. They just can't see. They're Pharisees, and they cannot see.
The people you were reading about were teaching to forgive your mother and, like, stuff like that?
Well, I don't know. So far, I haven't. Someone gave me this book, and it's from the 1800s, and it's very, very interesting in that it talks about forgiveness, and talk about human nature and all that. So my point is that it's not a new thing. They've been teaching this since Christ. Even when Christ appeared on the earth, Moses or whomever was doing the baptizing of Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so it's been teaching, it's been talked about for a long time. It's just that most people miss it.
And is that so there was people, but it was very, like, few people, like, very rare that they would talk about this.
Right, because most people are intellectual, and they don't want, they don't want to know the truth. They don't want to live within. They love their pride. They love their ego. They love to appear as smart so that the people can worship them, and then they get a false sense of identity from that.
Isn't it just crazy, though, that billions, hundreds of billions of people have been in the Catholic, Orthodox, Protestant churches over, like, years, and they didn't, you thought one of them would, like, at the higher ups would have been like, wait, what are we doing?
Well, as the Bible says, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and most people prefer the road of destruction than the road that leads to life, the straight and narrow path.
That is true. That is true.
Yeah.
Christianity is like a majority religion, which wouldn't make sense with that verse, unless most people aren't Christian.
Amazing. Thank you, Janie.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. Let me go to Josh out of Texas. There's a line open. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you, brother?
All is well, Josh. Thanks for calling.
Before I start, I want to answer the biblical question.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
That means that Christ, the Son, is one with his Father. So, therefore, that means that you have two people. You have the Father that came first. He sent his Son. They are one. So when you can't go to God no other way than through Christ. And so if you steer away from Christ, and everyone thinks that the devil tricks them by getting them not to believe in Christ, but he also tricks you by getting you to believe that Christ is God. Because if you believe that Christ is God, then you don't believe in God. And people keep missing that, and they keep saying the same thing over and over again. And the devil tricked them. Completely trick them, and they're going to be right there thinking that they got it all answered, but you don't believe in God if you believe Jesus is God. It's simple.
Well, I appreciate you responding to that, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. All right, well, let me sum it up real quick for you, running quick. I've been listening to you, Jesse, for back in the Obama days, because when you didn't go with Obama, we all got pushed into a group, just like we got pushed into this group with Trump now. So I had problems with my wife before. I stayed strong. I was working on myself, living heaven on earth while I was with her. She attacked me. She eventually ended up breaking. I ended up breaking her. She started listening to you. Everything was good. We were going through it. And then the COVID hit. When the COVID hit, she started back stressing about COVID, me washing my hands, wash your hands, don't be in the building with a bunch of people. She was like, people stop coming to our house when we had a birthday party. I was like, man, you are overreacting. And I said, man, it was always a running joke in our house. I said, with COVID come, what you going to do when the zombies come? You ain't going to make it at all.
That's right.
Man, she ended up, she ended up passing away in her sleep, had a heart attack in her sleep. She had just delivered my baby. My baby was like probably about 8 months old. She went back and had got her tubes tied, and then she was stressing on top of it. So she ended up having a heart attack in her sleep right next to me. This is probably about 4.5 years ago. I called you. I used to call in to you all the time. I've been calling in to you when it was just you and Hank. And it was T from Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I remember T.
Yeah, that's Tony from California. He just changed his name. I'm telling you, I know it for a fact. And then Earl. And I've been here for a very, very long time, and I've always lived heaven on earth despite everything that has happened. And when my wife passed away, that was like a true test. And I called in to you. I told you. You told me to update you, but I had to go through the storm first to see what was going to play out. And I had a, man, all the advice you told me, because see, my daughter, I had 5 kids. So when she passed away, that left me with 5 kids by myself. But my stepdaughter ended up going back to her father.
I know.
So I didn't trip about that because I know you said how God's going to restore the kids back to their father.
Yep.
I said, baby, love you. You know, go ahead and go your way. The crazy part about the whole deal was 2 weeks before she passed away, I had a dream that she passed away. I told you that I had a dream that she passed away. I thought it was really like she was just getting on my nerves about the COVID, the nagging, and everything else. And I'm like, man, my mind is dark. I'm sitting here dreaming about her passing away. And I'm like, dang. And so I'm like, no. Okay, so I was like, I saved a bunch of money, and I was just we were going to start our channel because we had a bunch of kids, and we were biracial, and they were trying to figure out how we were happy and how I converted her. How did she come around? How did she become a submissive wife? Because I broke and I made her a submissive wife. She was the independent woman, and I broke her completely and made her a submissive wife. And we were going to tell everybody that. So I had saved some money. I was going to remodel the house, and I had the money saved, and sure enough, she passed away. So then I got left with the kids, and it's been a ride, but I've been truly blessed. And like I said, I never steered away. The best thing that has helped me the most is the staying present. And I had it all because, I mean, Jesse, I tell you, I live heaven on earth. I have no anger. I live heaven on earth. I'm at the school. I'm on the PTO board. Everybody, I don't praise myself. Everybody else tell me what I am. And so it makes me feel good because it's not like I have an identity or I'm just doing what God tells me to do. And a lot of people don't really understand what it's like to submit and surrender because it's like I told my kids because, I mean, you know, you got to understand, I had little kids. I didn't have big kids. I had a 7-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and an 8-month-old.
What? No. And so how old was your wife when she expired?
33.
Really? And so you're black, and was she white or Mexican?
She's Italian.
Italian. Amazing. Yeah. That is an amazing story, man.
Yeah. And I'm blessed. I'm truly, truly blessed. And then coming out here in this dating world with the women and everything now, oh, man, these women are bad. But everything you say is true, but I am truly, truly blessed. And I haven't, despite everything, I never lost sight of my heaven on earth my peace during the entire situation.
Nice.
So it was like, you know, it was a real test, I guess, how the Christians say, a test, whatever they say about the test. But, man, and the craziest part about it, Jesse, I forgot to tell you. 2 weeks after that I had that dream, I blew it off. 3 days before my wife passed away, my 7-year-old daughter had a dream that her mama passed away. I said, man, that's that game you playing on that Roblox. I took her game away. I said, you can't tell your mama that. I can't punish you for having a dream.
Right.
But you can't tell your mama that. She already freaking out about this COVID and all this stuff. Just stay off the tablet. Take a chill pill. Sure enough, 3 days later, she passed away. My daughter woke up. When my daughter woke up and I say, hey, baby, your mama passed away, she say, daddy, this is just like in my dream. She named the next 3 people that came through the door in the order in which they came through the door.
Wow. What?
Yeah, so it's like, go ahead.
No, finish your point.
So it's like God prepared me for what was to come so that I wouldn't freak out. So I was on a rush from that.
Right.
That's the fact that he actually made me aware of what was to come and don't freak out. And he let me know I was with him. And that's why I was able to. But I had to be still, stay present in order to receive that. And God don't talk to you like he come floating on a cloud.
Right.
You have to be in the present because he's going to send little key notes to you in the present. But just like I tell everybody, everybody's so worried about tomorrow that doesn't exist. Are they worried about yesterday that's already over?
Yeah.
They miss everything today. And then when they wake up tomorrow, they do the same thing over and over again.
That's amazing. Let me ask, so how old are the kids and how are they doing now?
Oh, they're great. My oldest, my daughter, she's 13. My son's 7 now. My daughter's 6. And then the youngest she's 5.
Right on, man.
I got them in school and everything. And the school was looking at me crazy because, like, one thing about the public school, Jesse, you are completely accurate. But the one thing about me, I'm in my kid's school. So the parents are a part of the problem in the school because everybody that's running the school don't have kids and they're just passing things to make money. And then the parents just go dump the kids. My kids were in the F-rated school. I went to the principal and told the principal, hey, we finna do something. I say, you don't need all these parents. You need one parent, administrator. Me and that woman take that school from an F-rated school to an A-rated school,
right?
Me, her, and 4 parents. So while the parents are constantly complaining and not voting, y'all get on the school board and raise the kids because these kids are trash, and the parents are trash. I'm at the school. I call the parents. I'm like, where your mom at? First off, where your daddy at?
Yeah.
I don't have my daddy. Okay, where your mom at? Then I'll be like, never mind. Let me just talk to you.
One thing I noticed about the teachers in the public school, most of them don't have children, as you said, and if they do have children, they're sending their children to a private school. They don't send their children to the public schools.
They don't. And that lady, the one, Ardeen, that calls in talking about how the teachers are great, she is crazy in her head. Out of them teachers in them schools, you'll get maybe, if you get 10 teachers, you'll get 3 good teachers. But they just barely hanging on because they tired of the kids in the classroom.
Yeah, amazing. Well, man, amazing update, Josh, and I appreciate it. And you stay present as you're doing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets better. It's amazing.
Oh, I already know, Jesse. Trust me. I'm telling you, I know. So,
right on.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Jesse. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, baby.
Thank you, man. Merry Christmas to you. Amazing.
All right. I'm back, baby. I'm back.
Right on.
All
right. Right now. Amazing. Let me do some super chats and then back to the phone.
Super chats.
CT over on X says, Merry Christmas, heart, American flag, and Christmas tree.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Nate, 40 coffees, very generous.
Thank you, Nate.
Merry Christmas and all, and that you all, thank you all for what you do each day.
Amazing. Thank you, and thank you for helping us to get this done and help others. I appreciate it.
Mr. Pink bought a coffee. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good morning. Jesse, you better leave out some Oreo cookies dipped in white milk for Santa, since Ryan says you know all about that. Happy New Year to the Bond Network 07 salute.
Oreo cookies are good. And I will leave some out for Santa. Amazing. Thank you.
They definitely need milk or ice cream.
Yeah.
10 coffees from Liam. Before you use God's word as a sword, first use it as a mirror. Merry Christmas, Jesse and crew. Santa right. Emoji.
Right on. Merry Christmas to you. And my great-grandson's name is Liam.
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 Nice name.
I know. It's an unusual name. And I remember when I could never remember his name. He was like, Granddad, Grandpa, my name is Liam. I'm like, what? Liam. All right. It's an unusual name, but amazing. Thank you.
No More Thoughts, Butter Coffee. Is feeling like everything is vanity and a waste of effort required before I enter into the kingdom of heaven?
You got to see. You will see if you work on yourself. It's all vanity. It's really all vanity, and then you'll die from it. Amazing. Thank you.
So is it a requirement?
It's not a requirement. It's just part of the death of overcoming the ego.
Riley J., thank you. No More Thoughts. Riley,
yeah.
15 coffees from Riley JM. Merry Christmas, JLP. Thanks for your work. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Court, 5 coffees. Merry Christmas to Bond and all the little gators who are working on theyselves. And may God bless all the little piglets we're going to eat on Christmas Day. We give turkeys a break and free pass round here on Xmas, Christmas. Peace out, chow. And various emojis. Thank you, Court.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very fun. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. check it out. Jesus, thank you, sir, for the support.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lily Poo, Merry Christmas, Bond family.
Lily Poo!
Hey, with a rumble rant. Merry Christmas, Bond family, from this flat earther.
Another flat earther. What the? Thank you. Another flat earther.
It never stops.
No.
They just keep on coming.
And I'm trying to show you that the earth is round.
You're showing them the flat, your flat earth, actually.
Look, it's round. It's the ball.
It's a round. You're showing the round like a CD or a disc.
No. I'm seeing a round ball.
You have to get the ball that's underneath the TV. That's the ball earth.
Okay, I get it later. Amazing.
Valerie bought 5 coffees. Women's Forum was amazing.
It really was. Really, folks. And we don't record those meetings. We don't tape, videotape or anything. What happened in those meetings stays in the meetings. And that way the ladies can open up and the men can open up in Men's Forum. It's just mind-blowing. It's a blessing. And last night, meeting with the ladies was amazing. Thank you.
California Taco bought a coffee, a couple of them. Sweating or crying. Oh, something. Think about the children, quote unquote. I wonder how children survived for thousands of years before the government daycare / school system. LOL.
Right. It's about the children. It's about the and they always say, our children. They're not our children. They're your children. They're not our children. Anyone that says that is an idiot. Our children. I hear a lot of Christian women saying, our children. I'm like, go sit down. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Ryan. Earl. Hilarious. Ryan's voice sounds like the old lady at the dinner table on Nutty Professor.
And then there was somebody in the background. I heard him ask, where is he from? And Ryan told him, Alabama. Hold that thought there. I want to get to a call before
the
break here. Thank you all. I really do appreciate it. We're going to finish up those super chats for sure. Let me go to, is it Caleb? A first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Caleb, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
So I hear you talking a lot about forgiving your parents.
Yes.
And I'm at the stage where I feel like I'm ready to forgive my mom, but I don't know how. I want to approach her, but I've heard you talk about the fear. You have to have the courage to go talk to her.
Yes.
I mean, it's not going to go well.
It's not? How do you know that?
My mom traumatized me and my siblings pretty terrible when we were younger.
In what way?
Well, she had tried to commit suicide in front of me multiple times.
Wow.
I watched my mom cut her own wrists and bleed out and...
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. I got to take a break. Hold on, Caleb. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. This side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Hour three is coming up, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to the rest of the Super Chats. It is Friday, December 20th, 2024 AD. Last few days of the year for the JLP show, by the way. We'll be live next week, Monday and Tuesday. Christmas Day through New Year's Day is off for the JLP show. But we'll be at church this Sunday and the following Sunday and in the new year. Very cool. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And shout out to the ladies for the excellent women's forum, I hear. Very cool. It is hate news, not fake news. Lay's Chips is getting a recall. Frito-Lay recalling some 13-ounce bags of Lay's Classic potato chips. Not the good kind, right? Because they may contain undeclared milk. Milk. The recalled bags have a guaranteed fresh date of February 11th, 2025, and they were distributed to stores and online distributors in Oregon and Washington, the company said. No health problems related to the recall have been reported. However, some with an allergy or severe sensitivity to milk could have a dangerous reaction if they eat the recalled chips. They should discard them immediately, according to an announcement. No other Lay's products are affected. This, you know, how I told you about the Amazon strikers? They're striking 7,000 Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters. A bunch of them are striking as of yesterday, Thursday, in four states over wages and benefits. Amazon said that the strike will not affect holiday deliveries, Christmas presents and things during the busy shipping season. By the way, 7,000 Amazon workers nationwide represented by Teamsters accounts for less than 1% of the company's employees nationwide, their workforce. But walking out the week before Christmas and Hanukkah, by the way, don't forget Hanukkah, the Teamsters hope to apply maximum pressure to Amazon and perhaps convince some of their customers to shop elsewhere for last-minute gifts. What a mess, huh? Trying to hurt the company that you're working for. Bite the hand that feeds you. What a mess. Hake simping for commie capitalist Amazon, right? Yes. Also, Starbucks so-called workers union not working. They're going to strike today in L.A., in Louisiana or Los Angeles? Probably Los Angeles, Chicago, not Louisiana. Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle, thousands of Starbucks baristas, I shake my head, are set to go on strike today, according to the union representing more than 10,000 so-called workers. They're not working, though, so how do you call them workers? They're people who don't want to work, but they want to get paid more. What a mess. Unless an agreement is reached quickly, the union said the walkouts could reach hundreds of stores from coast to coast by Christmas Eve. That's terrible. Hopefully they get self-checkout. Well, I don't know how that'll work. Anyway, scientists think they know why Stonehenge was rebuilt thousands of years ago. New research has shed light on how Stonehenge may have served to unify Britain's early farmers as newcomers from Europe began to arrive thousands of years ago. Very cool. Shout out to those scientists. By the way, 19 years it's been since Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing in one of the world's greatest aviation mysteries. The Boeing 777 aircraft was carrying 227 passengers and 12 crew. Earlier today, Malaysia's transport minister said the authorities will resume their search for the plane. Wow. To uncover, hopefully, new evidence and provide closure. Closure. A woman word. It's not even a liberal word. It's a woman word. Shout out to the families affected. But we all want closure in our woman state. Terrible. Anyway, listen to this. Anytime I'm linked with some of the greats to ever play this game, he means ever to play this game, it's pretty cool and very humbling. So said Los Angeles Lakers LeBron James. He beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Based. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
Thank you. have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show. It's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. And if you're out and about, you can listen on your phone, doing whatever it is you're doing, your phone or your iPad. And you can podcast by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. All right. Or buy JLP Cash App. Buy JLP Cash App. It's open line Friday. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. It is whatever is on your mind. Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Fat liberation is the stuff I do in my life every day to create fat positivity, like putting as much butter as I want on my toast. Like,
we can't just let them do this.
Hi, my name is Virgie Tovar, and I'm the author of You Have the Right to Remain Fat.
It still should be illegal.
Really, what is your definition of health?
Yeah, that's really complicated, right?
No kidding.
Imagine having this dog as your seatmate on a plane.
He's my emotional support animal.
Hey, that much
it's a joke,
emotional man. Support.
It's all a joke.
In the world. Hey, that much emotional support in the world. Amazing. I want to go quickly back to Caleb, a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. And Caleb is talking about forgiving his mother. Caleb, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. First of all, I just want to thank you for what you do. I've only been listening to you for a couple months now, and, I mean, you've really made a difference in my life. I'm working on myself. I'm doing a silent prayer. I'm working my butt off to drop my anger.
Right.
I'm trying really hard to drop my anger because I've struggled with that for many years.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for getting a little emotional and all that, but...
No, don't be sorry. Let it pass.
You know, it was just... I don't know how to confront her about those things and say that, you know, I forgive you, because it's hard to forgive somebody like that, you know?
And when you say like that, like what?
She wasn't a mom. I mean, she was just... She did what she wanted to do, and that was it. And my dad did what he wanted to do, and that was it. And we, you know, me and my siblings, we were just there.
How old are you now?
31.
And you said before the break that your mother tried to commit suicide in front of you?
Yeah, on more than one occasion.
And what did she do in trying to do it? What was
it? She was on a lot of medication, still is. I found her in her bedroom. She had all her pill bottles laying around her and was just dawn, so my stepfather and I had to call an ambulance to get her. And then one other time she was drunk, high, whatever. I don't know. I was probably 8 or 9 years old when she cut both of her wrists in front of me in the bathroom. Just a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
I guess. But, I mean, you know, I try not to think about it, obviously, you know. I have two kids now. I have twin boys, identical twin boys. They're 10 years old. And, you know, they're good kids, great kids. I try to do my best raising them, you know. But I just wanted to get a hold of you and figure out how you would go about forgiving a mother like that.
Why do you think your mother, if what you're saying is true, and I don't doubt it, why do you think your mother tried to do that? Take her life like that?
Her life as a child was rough. She's
right.
Told me,
yeah.
You know, her life as a child was terrible, absolutely terrible. And I know for a fact she struggled with forgiving her parents.
Yes.
I know that.
And you also know what it feels like not to forgive your parents. See how you can't shake the anger? You've been trying to get rid of anger, and it's hard for you to let it go because you have not forgiven your mother and your father.
Right.
And do you realize the things you're dealing with, that you can't help yourself?
Yeah, I do realize that. Ever since I've been listening to you, I've started to notice that. And that's why I'm like, I really want to go forgive my mom.
But
you know, she doesn't live far away, but I haven't talked to her in almost a year now.
But now that you understand that anger that was isn't hers, inside of you, and this anger controlling you, and you can't help yourself, it will help you to understand the same thing about your mother that was going on with her. And you would go now and say, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you can help yourself. I'm wrong for resenting you. And don't ask for forgiveness. God will forgive you because right. You are admitting in your heart that you're wrong. And God will forgive you and make you free.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's the only way you're going to be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven within while you live, is that you got to realize, as you're doing, your mother could not help herself. Yes, that was traumatizing to you as a kid. Yes, it was wrong that happened to you as a kid, but she couldn't help it. She didn't understand what's driving her.
Right. Okay.
And so,
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Hey, mother, I'm sorry. And whatever her reaction is, that's on her. If she overreacts, if she says, I'm sorry, if she doesn't, you just forgive her and God will forgive you.
Okay. All right. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, make sure you do. And have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from her?
No, I haven't. He moved to Florida. He lives in Florida with my stepmother, and I've been thinking about calling him and just talking to him.
Do it.
I haven't spoke to him in maybe like 5 years.
Why not?
A lot of resentment, I think.
Yeah. You got to drop the anger. You have kids now. Are you married?
Yeah, my wife and I have been together for 11 years. We were together for a year and had twin boys, identical twin boys.
So your first kid were boys?
Yeah, twins.
Real men make boys first. Amazing.
Amazing. Oh, man.
And does
thank you.
And does your wife obey you?
No.
That's the same thing your father went through with your mother.
Yeah, I know. I'm not there yet. Yeah, working on myself.
Will you stay with working on you? Call your father or videotape him if you can't see him and have a talk with him so you can drop your anger. And I'm telling you, man, once you drop that anger, everything else will start to change for the good. You will be able to see.
Thank you.
And you let me know how it goes.
Yeah, I will.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Amazing. Let me go to, while hate is coming in for the super chat, let me go to Larry, a first-time call out of Florida. Larry, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Larry.
Hey there, Jess.
Hey, Larry, you're on the air.
What's going on?
All is well.
I just want to start off with a biblical question real quick.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What did he mean by that?
I think he just meant spiritually. Just spiritually, they're on one accord. I believe that, I believe it's insane or blasphemy to call him God. I mean, I feel like God can send whoever he wants to send. And whoever he sends down here, I mean, that's who he sends down here. I wouldn't necessarily call whoever he sends God, but, you know, that's, and him saying me and the Father are one is no different than me saying that me and the Father are one. But that doesn't make me God. I mean, because I'm supposed to be one with God, right?
Well, I can't respond to that until Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Well,
amazing.
My bad.
No,
yeah, just,
no problem.
That's just what I believe. I mean, I'm supposed to be one with God. So just because he says he's one with God doesn't mean he is God. And I believe that's why they killed him and threw stones at him, or because they thought he was trying to make himself to be God. I know it's confusing, but that's just my take on it.
Right on. Well, thank you. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Also, your comment on the world as a stage, I tried to really understand what you meant by that. About the world being a stage.
The whole world is a stage. And everybody playing a part.
Yeah, I tried to understand what you were saying. And I guess you have to, I want to say, you got to kind of just got to know or have, or just see it. And I see how it's a stage.
Evil is acting through all human beings, and right. Except for those who started to overcome. But evil is acting through human beings, and all human beings do the same thing. They may have a different right. situation, but they do the same thing on the stage. And they're right. doing it because they want to be seen.
Right. It's the same. I believe, and I'm not trying to go too deep, but I know you have the calls. I just believe we're in a loophole. I think we're in some sort of loophole where it's pretty much the same problems, the same narcissist people, the same liars. It's like the same repeated situation, but
yes,
with different people. So I understand why, and also why you mean. I've been wanting to call you just to say I understand what you mean by be present. Because
yes.
if you're not present, then life will take you away. Because it's nothing but we think life is long, but it's really not. Like when you die, you'll be like, wow, like that was it. Like it goes by so quick. So if you're not present, you know, life. I don't know, Jesse. I don't know, man. I just try to understand, try to ask questions, because I understand what you mean also when you say that it's already done, and. I know it's already done because everything that's being laid out is already going to happen. So I'm just honestly just going with the flow because I don't know, Jesse, like nothing. When you wake up, is it normal for things not to bother you anymore? Because like a lot of things, I care, but a lot of things doesn't bother me. Like
right on.
Like I have a girl and I have a 1-year-old son and she's pregnant again and I have another boy. And the things that she used to do used to bother me, but now it's kind of like, I don't know, man. I love her, but I don't really have no attachment to it. Like, it's like, hey, you do what you want to do because I can't control what she do. So
that's
it's like,
right.
Before, yep. I used to care. I used to, like, try to, like, wake her up. Or I used to try to, like, now it's just like, hey, if you want to go do what you do, I can't control you. I can't control your thoughts or anything like that. So, I don't know. I'm just.
That's nice, man, and it's abnormal to wake up worrying about things. It is normal to wake up in the morning and not worry about things. You're now living the normal way instead of the abnormal way.
Right. I definitely understand. I get it. That definitely, you know, women are just going to be women. I love women. I just feel like, I don't know. I can't really explain it. They're just, I don't know, man. I don't know. I just go with the flow because I feel like they're spiritually kind of weak and they're like, they can be easily like manipulated. So I just don't care.
Right on. When you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, it will become clearer and clearer. You just stay with it.
Okay, can I ask one last thing?
Yes, sir.
What do I do as far as, like, if things don't work out with me? I don't want to have an ego. I know you always say it's ego to want your kids, but how do I go about if things don't work out and she wants to take my son? I understand. I'm not going to, like, chase or, like, try to fight. I mean, of course, as a man, I do want my sons in my life to, you know, teach them, you know. How do I deal with if things don't work out?
Well, number one, never do ifs. Always have a wait and see. And if you have a wait and see, you're being prepared to handle whatever's to come, right? And then number two, since you asked, and if that should happen, I'm consciously telling you this, if it should happen, you just say, oh, okay, bye. You can have them. See you later.
Okay.
You are supposed to, the right thing to do, the right thing to do is to only love what's right. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. And if you put that first and love him first, losing everything wouldn't even matter to you, even if it meant losing your sons.
All right.
So don't love your sons more than you love what's right.
You're right. You're right.
And
you're right.
And you made boys first?
Yeah, I have a one-year-old, and I have another one on the way. And he's a boy, too.
Real men make boys first.
appreciate the call, Jess.
All right, buddy. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye now. Here's another soundbite from the Roseanne Barr Show. Watch this. The whole world is a stage.
The God above is the man's God, and the God below is the woman's God.
I never heard that one.
Can you move in? I've been waiting.
Now, where'd you hear that one?
When you read Genesis, it's right in there.
Oh, you mean because of Eve getting with the snake?
Yes.
Well, that makes sense.
Because before Eve came along, Adam and God had an amazing relationship.
You'll hear the whole thing when you tune in today, all right? It was interesting. Amazing. Did we show you all the sweet potato pie she made? What's this?
Hold up.
Remember the sweet potato pie Rosa made? We took pictures of it.
I'm going to take a second to pull it up.
Right. Oh, let me know where you get it.
It's not something we've
kept,
I don't believe.
Okay. Oh, you didn't keep it. Okay.
Not on my side. So okay. Derek's got to go get it.
Let me know. It was so good.
I had it for breakfast twice.
What?
I had it for breakfast twice last weekend.
Oh, me, my producers, my PR guy said it was so good. I dreamed about it. It was delicious. I'm telling you. And she made three of them. And we brought one back here with her. These guys knocked it out before we could lay it on the table. It was good. I want to tell you this, and then I get back to your super chats and phone call. Did you hear what happened, according to this story, with Nick Fonte, our friend Nick? Nick for president. I believe Nick Fonte is one of the smartest guys on this side of heaven, and I believe Nick would be an amazing politician. So I'm trying to encourage him to, I can't make him do it, but I just think he would be a great asset to the country and to white America if he was a politician. According to ABC 7, Berwyn police fatality, shoot man accusing of killing two dogs. You're going to get shot for killing two dogs. Connected to a downstate triple homicide. Watch this.
Judy, there is a lot going on here. Illinois State Police say two separate crime scenes nearly 150 miles apart are now the center of a sprawling homicide investigation. State police say it may have started downstate near the Champaign area and ended with an alleged gunman shot and killed here in Berwyn amongst these family homes. Investigators believe it began in downstate Mahomet, with three people shot dead inside this home around 9:30. Not long before midnight Wednesday, people who live along Home Avenue in West Suburban Berwyn were awoken.
Started to see some bright lights being flashed into the houses.
Moments later, and just next door, another neighbor heard a commotion.
They started screaming, the police office, or somebody started screaming at him.
Berwyn police say they'd raced to Home Avenue for reports of a man with a gun. Right-wing commentator Nick Fuentes, who lives on the block, posted this photo on social media claiming a man approached his door with a pistol drawn and what he says appeared to be a crossbow and yelled his name while he says he tried to enter his home.
Amazing. So according to Nick Fuentes, this guy tried to kill him. What the... That's not good, folks. That is absolutely not good. And here's the treat that Nick sent out concerning the attempt on his life.
In fact, he posted about it on his X account. He says, last night an armed killer made an attempt on my life at my home, which was recently doxxed on this platform. The gunman carried a pistol, crossbow, and incendiary devices. I believe he intended to kill me. He is now dead. I am okay. Amazing.
Wow.
He shares those photos, like the news report said. And he writes, the killer parked his car in front of my house and approached my door with his pistol drawn and what appears to be a crossbow. I was live streaming at the time. He rings the doorbell, tries the doorknob, and yells, "Yo, Nick."
That's amazing. Nick, be careful, man. We need you. We need you over here. I don't know what you're doing over there. Our best wishes goes out to you, man. The suspect was then killed by the police. This is from ABC 7 out of Chicago.
As soon as I heard that, I heard a little bit of, like, rustling in the yards, so I went right back inside.
Berwyn police say a man ran from them, firing repeatedly at officers.
When I hear the voice, the police, don't move, stay there.
That's when police say Berwyn officers shot back, killing the man near an alleyway. Before that, they say he'd broken into a nearby home, shooting and killing two dogs. That was the end of a night-long crime spree that the Cook County Medical Examiner said ended with John Lyons shot and killed by Berwyn police.
That's amazing. A lot of crazy people out there. I told you this is hell on earth. Nick, you be careful, man. And if you think that bad, last month, Nick maced a woman who tried to confront him, according to this story. Vice is reported that Nick Fuente, am I saying his name right?
Fuente.
Nick, no, I'm horrible at his last name, even when I had him on the show. But Nick Fuente.
Fuentes.
By the way, I met Nick's father, mother and father, amazing people. But anyway, his Nick Fuente allegedly maced and pushed a 57-year-old feminist who walked up to his door to confront him over his comments after he was doxxed. Here's that article.
Oh. Yeah, correct. That was maced by Nick. They have this, it looks like he's like at the door of his home. We, in fact, have that clip.
So this woman is saying she was maced by Nick.
Correct. I was maced by Nick.
Well,
Vice
you
article.
Gotta get maced, it must be Nick. Here's a soundbite from that.
Hi. Oh, my God. What are you doing?
He wasted no time.
You better not.
And your phone is mine.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing they have to deal with that stuff. All because they disagree with him. This is America. You have a right to say what you want, and you have a right to disagree, but you can't go hurt somebody because you disagree with them, according to the story. Here's a picture of the woman, Marla Rose, a 57-year-old feminist from Berwyn. This is from Vice. Oh, that's her?
That's her. This is Marla Rose.
She's too white.
Too much backlight
she's
there.
She's too white. She needs some sun.
I think she's Jewish, by the way.
She's too Jewish. She's still too white. A Jew ain't got that been ain't got no business being that white. That's too Jewish. Wow. That's insane. Well, I wish you well, Nick. All of us do it at jasonleepeterson.com. People might not agree with you on some things, but you have a right to say it. And they don't have a right to come after you. Amazing. That's terrible. Anyway, super chat.
Okay. You know that woman? I read part of that article, that interview with her.
Uh-huh.
Is a written article.
Right.
She said that she was going to ask him why he feels comfortable saying the things that he says.
So she
was recording. Yeah.
She was going to his house to ask him. I bet she's second thought think. Thought about that now.
Yeah. She says she's a little worse for wear now.
I bet.
Anyway, over on buymeacoffee.com.
Super chats.
California Taco bought another coffee. We all know government cheese is not real cheese. Government housing is not a real home. Why would you accept government daycare as real education?
That's a good point. Very good point. But I do have to disagree with you about the cheese. That government cheese is good. I remember a friend and I used to go out every month when the government would come into the poor neighborhood and they bring that big old cheese. And the cheese was like a big piece of cheese, right? And we used to go down there every month and get us some of that cheese. She used to call me up like, you going out there this month, get some of that government cheese? I'm like, yes. And we would go down in the South Central LA and get some government cheese. You ever had any of that government cheese? Nick, James?
No, I never had government cheese.
Really? You had government cheese, Nick?
James, you got to have some government cheese.
Nick.
Yeah, I'm saying, James, you got to try some government cheese.
You had that government cheese.
That Canadian government cheese?
You had it, right?
I got fat and sassy in Canada off the taxpayer's dime.
Damn. I had cheese from somebody who listens to the show, sent us a bunch of cheese and stuff.
Thank you all for doing that, too. And thank you, Justice, for sending that. We got your packet the other day. It's amazing. And all the people who are sending us stuff, thank you. But I got to tell you, that government cheese is like cheesy. And it's real yellow and cheesy. And then when you make fried eggs, over easy eggs or scrambled eggs, and you put some of that government cheese in it, oh my God. Ain't nothing like that government cheese. And it's free. Yes, hey.
Okay, Bronconis bought a diamond with a nice little crypto tip passed along. Thank you, Bronconis.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And Nick LaBoy says, morning, Jesse. I'm going to be mailing you something. Hopefully it arrives before Christmas. What's your mailing address? Merry Christmas and God bless.
P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Thank you. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. Thank you all. Amen. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report is coming up from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 12 noon, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I spoke with Jason D. Hill, and he is a professor of philosophy at DePaul University in Chicago. He's an author and the upcoming he's an author of the upcoming book "Letters to God from a Former Atheist." Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Your book is called Letter to God from a Former Atheist.
When I became an atheist, a lot of that was forged in the crucibles of anger. There was a hollowness and there was an emptiness in my soul.
Do you believe in the perfect order of God?
The moral universe, I think, is as fine-tuned and exquisite as is the physical world.
Amazing.
Jesse, we can't blame it on women. There are a lot of beta males out there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of beta male. You're right.
Beta!
At 12 noon today. At 12 noon, and you should support the Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Energy everywhere, all over this world. And you don't want to miss it at 4 p.m. At Sunday Morning Fellowship for All. Sunday Morning Fellowship for All. Doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. All right? And also, go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. And you can donate to the Fallen State. I don't know if I mean the FallenState.tv/donate or Bond JLP Cash App. What?
Locals.
I mean Locals. Locals.com. What the? I'm Russian. And can't you tell I'm trying to get it all in? Folks, I want to tell you we were raising some money to keep going here. And I asked for your help, and you helped. Thank you. And we had someone who said, Jesse, I'll give you $50,000 if you can raise $50,000. And I asked you guys and ladies to help, and you did. We made the goal of 50. Thank you. And a little change. Thank you very, very, very much. I do appreciate it. We can now keep our work going, helping others because you're helping us to help others. Thank you so, Mamma Mia, Olaisisia, good luck to you so much. We got a lot of work to do, and you still can donate. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND. All right, it's the end of the year, giving tax deductible and all that. I do appreciate it, and thank you all so much for your help to raise the $50,000. We made it. That's amazing. So continue your support. We do appreciate it. Let me go. You know, I was thinking about this attack that they said happened at Nick Fuentes' house. I was thinking, it's unfortunate. I don't know if it's unfortunate, but it's amazing how evil people are, that they would want to hurt you because they disagree with you. Isn't that amazing? It's not enough just to disagree. They want to hurt you. They don't see that they're the one that's evil for wanting to do that. And then they don't even act like they like you at first, and then the moment they disagree, they want to hurt you. And they think that that's normal. They don't see that they're evil, that something is driving them. You got to overcome anger, folks. You got to overcome the anger if you want to be free. It's no one else's fault that you are angry, except your parents. But as an adult, you're responsible for not overcoming your own anger. People are evil nowadays. They'll laugh with you. They'll give you gifts. They'll play with you. And as soon as you disagree or they get mad at you, they want to threaten you and try to hurt you. And they don't see that they are evil. They think it's you because the devil tells them that. What a mess. Let me go to Deborah out of California. Deborah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you been?
All is well, Deborah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
I am so happy how you and Roseanne connected. I watched the whole thing. It was hilarious. I love your little grocery story about Adam and Eve. Like, you know, you really opened her eyes to a lot. You opened her eyes. So you remember me, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So you really opened her eyes, like, to a lot of biblical stuff that she didn't get. And the way that, you know, you just simplified it in modern day vision was amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, it was a fun conversation with Roseanne, and I think we both enjoyed it, and we're going to be having
everybody who watched it enjoyed it, even your haters.
Nice. It was amazing, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I just want to touch bases and say Merry Christmas. I'm still alive.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. I pray to God.
Anyways, I gotta get down there and visit you guys.
Yeah, come on down, Deborah. We come down and say hello sometimes.
Yes, I sure will. All okay, right. I love you guys. I just wanted to give you my love.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amazing. Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to. Is it Cuba? Cuba, out of California. Cuba, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. Can you hear me, Jesse?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that 50 grand, guys.
Thank you, man. Thanks for your support.
Absolutely. Well, hey, so just in the respect of being spiffy or piffy, what was it, babe? My wife wants to know if she can answer the biblical question before I ask you my question.
Okay, let me talk. All right.
All right, Ashley. Speak clearly, right into the phone, please.
Is this your wife?
Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, Ashley. I and my father are one. What does that mean?
Just like Adam and was the son, and God was the father, and they spoke without words, and their mind was one.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is saying he could speak on his father's behalf because he knew his father.
Very interesting. I appreciate that, and I will put my little two cents in on Sunday. That's amazing.
Beautiful. Now it's my turn. Okay, so yesterday, Jesse, I called you. You told me to call you today. I know you probably just say that kind of stuff to be nice sometimes, but I decided to harass you anyways at the top of the hour, like I always do. So we were talking about Jesus, chapter 6, verse 36 in that area. And you're always telling everybody that, you know, you have to get paid, because if you don't, how are you going to eat? How are you going to pay your rent? How are you going to take care of yourself? How are you going to support your family? But didn't Jesus say that God told us not to worry about tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, so then why do we all trip and worry so much about making money today so that we won't be broke tomorrow? Can't we just live our lives in a certain way and God will take care of us?
Because you're living in your imagination. And you can't see, you believe the darkness over the light.
But what if it is actually taking physical form in my life? Like, you know, like I have more wealth coming to me than I ever had when I worked, because I haven't accepted money for like 15 years. I'm just trying to.
Well, like I said yesterday, if that's working for you, then you do it. You know, don't let anyone talk you out of it. And you stay with it if it's working for you, because that is your life, and that's the way it's working for you.
Like, I'm no specialer or better than anybody else. So if God would work in my life like that, as long as I dedicated my life to him instead of money, then why couldn't anybody else do it?
Well, if I were you, I wouldn't question that, because people want to live the way that they're living. They want to live in doubt. They want to live in anger. They want to live in jealousy and strife. Or there are those who want to overcome. And so that's why you have to just wish people well, but let them live however they want to live.
Right. And see, and it's funny, because you know how you tell us not to tell our women about any of our problems or vices or our shortcomings?
Right.
Like, it's strange. Like, when people meet me, and I'm extremely helpful, and nobody else is helping them, you know, like their husband passed and their sons don't care, or vice versa, and no one's helping them, and I come into their life, they're like, oh my gosh, God sent me this person. This is amazing. Like, how are you so awesome? People aren't like this. And then it seems like anytime I explain to them how I live my life and that I'm not working a 9-to-5 and that I'm just helping whoever crosses my path and they happen to be the one, it seems like they get a disgust for me. And all of a sudden, it's like they just loved me. But as soon as I tell them how I'm doing it, which in my opinion isn't bad, I mean, like I don't wake up every morning and dedicate my life to someone else's dream.
But because of time, why do you tell everybody about it? Why do you tell people?
Because eventually they start asking me questions about myself and they want to know where I live.
Oh, okay.
You know, so yeah. It's not like I'm just broadcasting it.
Oh, I got
like,
you.
Look, look how special.
Well, because of time and you tend to call late. Again, if that's the way that you want to live and you want to do it, you do it that way. That's your life, and God is not going to interfere with your life. I won't interfere with it, and no one else has a right to interfere with the way that you're doing it.
Right. And so just real quick to wrap this up, like, you know, you follow what you preach more than anybody that I've ever met. And I know that doesn't mean you're perfect, but just like you say, you know, we shouldn't judge each other, and we should allow each other to work ourselves through our stuff. You know, like, there's still some things that you'll say or do that I feel aren't in alignment totally with some of the words that you preach. And I wonder if you do that strategically and consciously, or if it's possible that there are some things that fall out of your line of consciousness because you spend so much attention helping everybody else.
Well, I don't know. You have to call me again and give me an example of what you mean, because I don't know what you're referring to.
Well, what we're talking about right now, you know, you say get a job and you say, you know, you got to make money, but God's here.
No, I'm repeating myself, but you don't have to get a job. You can do if the way you're doing it is working for you, then you do it that way.
Okay. I get that.
All right. But call me again, man, and try to call a little earlier than before the end of the show.
I will. All right, Jesse.
Merry Christmas.
Congratulations again. Later, guys. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thanks for your help, man.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. Let me go quickly to Tim out of Texas. Blah, 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 blah. Tim, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tim.
Great. Well, I just wanted to make a quick comment real quick and say, why didn't I listen to Jesse sooner?
Why didn't you listen?
Why didn't I listen to you, man?
You probably wasn't ready for it yet.
I wasn't ready.
Right.
Well, what happened was that I was dating this girl, and you said I should dump her. I didn't do that. 2 years down the road, here we are right now. And I'm currently going through the same situation that I was 2 years ago. So it's amazing.
And what situation was that?
The situation of just the on and off again relationship thing, the toxicity of it, the confusion, the games, all of that stuff. And I'm done with it, man. I'm going alone. I'm going alone right now.
So have you dumped her? You've dumped her now?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, right on. Yeah, you're not supposed to put up with a bunch of crap from anyone.
Yeah,
either the relationship works naturally on its own, or it doesn't work at all.
Yeah, that's something that I took into account, and I just found myself really trying to struggle and really trying to keep this thing going with whatever it was. But really, I don't know if it was my own ego or
it was because that it was total ego. Because it's abnormal to work on a relationship. You're not supposed to do that. If you got to work on it, it means that it's not meant to be. If it's not happening naturally, let it go.
So now how do I navigate this life now that I have separated this person? Do I just keep going and try to keep myself alone and try to keep people out, or do I just find the right people that I need in my life and bring them into it? Or
no, you just look for the truth only. Seek the kingdom of God. Don't look for any people and things like that, and let God add life unto you. He will add the things and people that you need in your life. It will happen naturally.
Right. Okay, so just let the natural light of God shine and follow that.
Absolutely.
I love that. All right, well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye now. Super chat. Super
chat. Super chats.
Over on Rumble.
Gotta
Rumble
know
rants.
How to Rumble.
8-Bit Gamer 2022. I picked up my dishwasher by grabbing her hair. I pushed my disabled grandma off her chair. I disavow.
What? amazing. Thank you.
Ellie9000 says, James, use this money and get you some reading lessons. Lord.
Reading lessons?
Yeah. Terrible.
Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Merry Christmas, folks. My husband wanted me to think of a question. I've always wondered, why is the Lord's Prayer words if we should pray silently without words?
Well, that's how he taught them to pray in the beginning. And if you want to speak the Lord's Prayer, you can. It's up to you, because the silent prayer is the Lord's Prayer. It really is. Amazing. Thank you.
Over on DLive, Army Ann gave a diamond amazing conversation with Roseanne.
Thank you. I'm glad you saw it. It was fun. It was amazing.
Tony bought a coffee to answer the biblical question.
Christ said, I and my Father are one. What does that mean?
He says, Matthew 28:18, all authority on heaven and on earth has been given to me by my Father. In layman's terms, we're on the same page.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Bronconus, Army Ann, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Thrustasar, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
And George on Cash App, a very generous donation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Remember that bond holiday sale is still happening through December. The bond holiday sale, 15% off on all merch this month. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store. And for shout-outs, I'll do them for you. Personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, encouragement, or whatever, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Let me go to quickly to Derek out of Tennessee. Derek, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thanks for the call, or taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I spoke to Nick about this the other evening, and I think I did a poor job of explaining it, and I might do so again. I was on a work trip, celebratory thing at the end of the year, and found myself in a situation with a colleague who was a lot of inappropriate behavior, and the way it worked was I had to spend the most time with this individual, and normally when things like that happen, I would just exit the situation, but that wasn't something that I could do. And I, even though the behavior was inappropriate, I found myself judging this person, and it doesn't matter if it's inappropriate, I shouldn't be judging.
Right.
And so I think this is where I didn't explain myself well to Nick. You talk about, you've got to really feel the pain, not to deny it. And I started getting into my head about, you shouldn't be judging him. And it made it worse. But it was like right there in front of my face constantly. And I know that won't be the last time in my life that happens. And so when you say like go through it and feel it, like it's one thing like, oh, the girl left earlier this year, I boo-hooed it, felt it, now it's gone. But in those situations, what could I have done better?
Number one is that you need to drop your values, your moral values. Because you're judging this person based on your values, and human values are no good. They don't even live up to their own values, and that's why you're judging. Because if you didn't have any values, you would not judge this guy, because you would not be basing them on your values, which are not real.
Yeah.
And then secondly, drop the thoughts about him, and when you drop the thoughts, the judgment would disappear. You can't judge unless you have thoughts.
Yeah. Right. I was applying my own values to the situation.
And your values are no good. They're not from God.
Right. They're just made up stuff in my head.
Yes. Right. And that's what the Christians do. The Christians have their own made up values. They read the Bible, then they make up their own values, and they judge other people based on their values. And then if you agree with their values, they love you. And if you don't agree with their values, they hate you. But if you had no values, you could not judge.
Right, yeah. It gets deeper and deeper. Perfect. Absolutely right.
So just drop your thoughts and values, and you'll be fine.
Got it. And those silly values, creeping up. thanks so much for everything. Merry Christmas to everyone there.
Merry Christmas to you, man. Thank you, and have a merry, very merry Christmas.
Same to all of you. I appreciate you guys.
Right on. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773 as Ted James. Let me go to Rick out of Virginia. James not responding yet. Rick!
Man, Jesse! Man, good afternoon here on the East Coast. Man, since the lacrosse boys got, the young lady admit that she was lying.
Oh, yeah. That black lady lied on the white guys.
Yeah. Do you know it's a scripture?
Is it now? Rick.
The Bible.
Your phone went out.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
I can.
Okay. Now, look, it's like it says in Deuteronomy, if somebody bring a false report and they discover to be a false witness, They supposed to get the same amount of years those lacrosse boys would have got if they got convicted.
Well, I think she is in jail. They said she killed her boyfriend or something, according to a report.
Well, she in jail because she killed her boyfriend, or she lied? You see what
she
I mean?
In jail, all right.
And, you know, and a few that was doing that case, you know, everybody, the race hustler, I wonder are they going to apologize, you know.
No, no way.
Wow, no way. That's sad.
Rick.
Heard them. Yes, sir.
The clock, the computer going to cut us off. I appreciate your call. Call me next week.
Okay, will do. Love y'all. I'll tune in for church services on Sunday. Love y'all guys. Be blessed, Brother Jeff.
You too, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too as well.
All right. I am so out of time. The Hake Report is coming now. And again, thank you for helping us meet the 50,000. I really, really appreciate it. We all do. And thank you. Continue to give. We got to pay bills still. Merry Christmas. I'll see you on Sunday. And to the callers, I'm out of time. What the? I'm also sleepy from being up late last night with this amazing women forum. It was like, oh my God. It was the last monthly forum. And it went out with a blast. And I knew it would. Thank you, ladies. I'll see you on Sunday. Thank you for your support and we're helping with the Challenge Grant. Hake is coming up now, and then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. At 12 p.m., the Fallen State .tv. Bye, folks. Amazing. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed, and I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.